Hey, Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
Now, see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Professor Sloan is slowly recovering from the shaking up he received when the proposed Edwards Observatory was demolished in a windstorm. His fellow astronomer, L. Edwards, has been spending his spare time searching for some other building which they can convert into an observatory. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down Store and Library. He's trying to get Cedric to make a phone call for him.
Why don't you make this phone call yourself, Mr. Lum? Because I don't want Squire to know it's me that's interested in buying the property.
Oh,
he always studies up some way to charge me two or three prices for anything he sells me. I want to outwit him this time. Go ahead and ring him up.
Well, now, what all this you want me to say to him now?
Just say you're an out-of-town feller that wants to know how much the old Buford place is selling for.
Yes, Bob.
It oughtn't to be worth more than $75, run down like it is and all. Don't say nothing about wanting it for observatory, because then he'll know who actually wants it.
Well, yes, Mom, I want. What's his ring?
Now, here, I'll get him for you. Now, try to disguise your voice, Cedric.
Yes, Mom, I'll disguise it good. What's my name?
Oh, I don't know. Ben Claremont.
Boy, that sounds good. Wait a minute, I hear something in the telephone.
Well, start talking then.
Oh, yeah. Hello? Hello, this is, Ben,
Claremont.
Claremont. Yes, Mom. Out-of-town feller, I think.
Ask him how much the old Buford place is selling for.
Say, Mr. Squaw, how much is the old Buford place selling for? Just a minute. Hold on to the phone. He says $100.
$100? Geez, that's kind of high. Tell him you'll think it over and call him back tomorrow.
Yes, Mom. Hello, Mr. Squire. I'll call it over and thank you back tomorrow. I'll call you over and back.
Say goodbye and hang up.
Goodbye and hang up.
Grannies, what's the matter with you, Cedric? You act like you're feared of the telephone.
Well, I get sort of mixed up.
Oh, they cut down the old pine tree. Well, howdy, Cedric.
Howdy, Mr. Abner.
Did you get the delivers done?
Yeah, all done, Lum. Well, sure, I know. It's that Palmer White Cat had some little kittens this morning. The cutest little things I ever seen in my life.
Well, say, Abner, I want to discuss a business matter with you.
Business matter?
Can I go now, Mr. Lum?
Oh, yeah, sure, you can run on, Cedric. Much obliged for helping me.
Yes, Mom. I gotta get over to the pinball machine. I'm late now. So long.
Yeah, so long, Cedric. What's this business matter, Lum?
Well, I don't know how to start in here. You know what happened to the building we was aiming on using for the observatory?
Why, sure, I know that. The wind blew it off the hill there the other day.
Yeah, so that means we gotta get a new place. And I believe I found one.
Well?
The old Buford place there on the north edge of town.
That old run-down place?
Yeah, it is run down, but I figure we can fix it up enough.
Be a lot of trouble.
And I've looked all over town. It's the only place I can find.
Well, Lum, that place ain't on no hill. That's might now holler in there where that thing is.
It's sort of high there. It's higher than most any place else in town.
Oh, well.
I believe it's safer than being up on a hill anyway.
Yeah, of course, your business. You think it's all right, well, go ahead and get it. I don't care.
Well, I'm aiming on doing that. It's just one thing, though. Squire Skim's asking $100 for the property.
$100? For that old place?
Yes, sir.
For the land's sake.
I'm going to try to study up some way to get him to come down on that price, but I know it's going to cost me and you at least $75.
Me and you?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to discuss with you, Abner.
Oh... Now, listen, Mom. We went all through this thing before. I've told you 1,000 or 100 times that none of my half of the money's going into no such a silly thing as an observatory.
Now, wait a minute, Abner. Wouldn't you do this if you knowed it would save a feller's life?
Save a feller's life?
Yes, sir. Professor Sloan's laying over there in a sick bed, pining away because he thinks we can't have no observatory since that other one blowed down off the hill.
Oh, he ain't that sick, Lum. I seen him sitting up in a rocker in the backyard over at Sister Simpson's place yesterday.
Just for a short time, though. He ain't getting well as fast as he ought to. Yeah. And it's all on account of him being so unencouraged about the observatory.
Tis, huh?
Yes, sir. The one thing that'd help him more than anything else in the world would be to walk into his room and say, Professor, I've just bought us a place for the observatory.
Lum, are you sure now that that's the reason you're so anxious to get this observatory?
What do you mean?
I'll tell you what I mean. You just want it because it's going to be named after you, that's all. And you get to be the president of it.
That ain't so, Abner, and you know it.
Tis done it.
I'm doing this for the advancement of science and astronomy.
Prattle.
I'm a scientifics at heart, and I know that. It's up to the scientifics to make advancements, even if folks do laugh at us and make fun of us, like they did Benjamin Franklin, for instance.
When did they laugh at him?
When he flied a kite in the rain and discovered electricity.
Well, no wonder, Lum. That's enough to make anybody laugh. A grown man standing out in a rainstorm flying a little kite.
Well, they laughed at Mr. Fulton when he discovered the steamboat, too. Don't forget that.
Steamboat? Whereabouts did he discover that at?
Oh, I don't know. In the Hudson River, I think.
Well, Lum, I could have done that myself. Anybody could discover something as big as a steamboat. Special just sitting in a river. If he'd have discovered it out in the woods somers, why, then he'd have something to brag about. But, Lord me, if he just sat on the bank and waited for the boat to come around the bend and discovered it, why, ain't nothing to that.
Well, I don't mean discover it that-a-way, silly. He was the feller that built it.
He was? Well, what happened? Did he lose it?
Lose it? Of course not.
Well, what was he out trying to discover it
for? Oh, for goodness sakes.
Lum, if he built it himself, and if it weren't lost, he ought to know where it was at. Them things is awful big, Lum. All you have to do is look at them, and they're right there. You don't have to hunt around to find a steamboat. Lum, me, I could see that 100 miles away.
Abner, I don't mean discover the way Columbus discovered America. I mean he was the one that discovered how the steamboat worked.
How? What steamboat worked?
The one he built.
You mean that he went to all the trouble to build a steamboat and never discovered how it worked till after he got it all done?
Oh, for goodness sake.
Swan to goodness, he must have been a genius of some kind. I've never heard a feller doing anything like that before. I bound you he never even knowed what he's building when he started. Might have been aiming on making an electric washing machine that come out of steamboat.
No, he knowed all the time he was making a steamboat.
Well, you'd think he'd have studied up on them then and learned out how they work before he started in making one.
Well, he couldn't do that because there weren't no others to learn from. His was the first one.
It was? You mean they weren't no other steamboats in the whole world till that one?
Of course not.
And nobody ever seen one before?
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Well, how did he know what a steamboat looked like then?
Abner, I ain't going to discuss this.
Well,
no
now,
more.
Wait a minute, Lum. I want to find out about... Wait, whereabouts you
going? I'm going back in the feed room and concentrate on something. I don't know what. Anything to get away from here.
Well, now, don't get mad, Lum.
I ain't mad. I just don't want to have nothing more to do with a fella or don't want to help somebody that's ailing in a sick bed and wanting to get well.
Well, now, wait a minute now, Lum. I don't mind.
Yeah, howdy.
Oh, howdy, Grandpap.
Was that Lum that just went in the feed room and slammed the door there?
Yeah. I made him mad, I reckon. Maybe I oughtn't to did it, I don't know. He might have been serious about wanting to help Professor Sloan.
Help Professor Sloan?
Yeah.
Help him do what?
Why, he wants to buy a place up... Wait a minute. I believe I'll just call up Squire Skimp right now. I just surprised old Lum. I know it'll just tickle him to death.
Well, now, what are you talking about anyways, Abner?
Well, you see, Lum wants to buy a piece of property over here from... All right, wait a minute. Hello? Squire? This is Abner Peabody. Oh, just only tolerably, I reckon, Squire. How's yourself? Well? Uh-huh. Say, Squire... I'd like to buy that old Buford place. Oh, what's his name? Well, has he already bought it? Going to call back tomorrow morning, huh? Well, sir, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll give $115 for it then. Yes, sir. Do what? Oh, well, let me know after you talk to him, and Squire. And say, Squire, don't say nothing to Lum about this. I want to surprise him. Yeah, don't mention it now. All right. Goodbye.
What in the world do you want to buy that old ramshackle place for, Abner?
It's for the observatory, but some other feller's trying to buy it now. Some feller by the name of Dan Clearport or Fairport or something.
Clem Freeport?
Yeah, that sounds like him. Do you know him?
Well, I've heard of him. Lives at Hatfield, I believe.
He does, huh?
Yeah, it seemed like I've heard Dick Huddleston mention him.
Doggies, I believe I'll run over and ask Dick about him, then. I tell you, it'll just break old Lum's heart if he don't get that property. Grandpap, sort of keep eye on the store here for me. I won't be going long.
Yeah, I'll watch it for you.
And don't tell Lum now that I talked to Squire.
No, I won't. Say, Abner, I want to apologize.
Huh?
Oh, hello, Grandpap. Whereabouts is Abner at?
Oh, he went over to Dick's for a minute, Lum. Did you know a feller from Hatfield, Clem Freeport, was trying to buy the old Buford place, Lum?
Buford place? Oh, my goodness, I better get hold of Squire right away and make a deal with him, Abner or no Abner.
You reckon Clem's figuring on moving to Pine Ridge, Lum?
Not if I can help it, he ain't. Whereabouts do you hear this, Scrimp? Hello, Squire? This is Lum. Squire, I hear you've got a buyer for the Buford place. Two of them. Well, who's the other? Oh, you can't, huh? Well, look, I want to buy that myself. Huh? $125. Yeah, I know, but that's kind of high, ain't it? Well, let me do some figuring, and don't sell it till you hear from me. Yeah, I'll see you in the morning. All right, Squire. Goodbye.